I'm someone who wakes up so early and I highly value my sleep. And maybe you're thinking, hey, I eat clean, I crush my workouts, I take my vitamins, but I still wake up feeling completely exhausted. From your portfolio to your career to your diet and fitness routines, you may be overlooking a fundamental driver of your mood, patience, and productivity. Sleep quality. Even 7 or 8 hours in bed won't leave you restored if poor sleep quality is silently sabotaging your daily performance, or if a partner has mentioned your snoring and disrupted breathing. If you're tired of guessing why you're constantly drained, Sleep Doctor offers a clear, guidance-driven path forward. The home sleep study is a simple alternative to a sleep lab and can be completed in your own bed over one night. It gives you clinical-grade insights to pinpoint the exact root cause of your fatigue without requiring an uncomfortable, expensive stay hooked up to wires in a sterile medical clinic, delivering real answers and practical next steps so you can show up fully every day. Visit sleepdoctor.com to take the first step toward waking up rested and ready. Now accepting most insurance. Check and see if your insurance is eligible. Gang, something so cool has happened. I have my very own robot, and it's called Matic. I'm going to make the financial case, but let me start by saying this thing is incredible. It's the first intuitive cleaning robot designed and assembled in America for families. So let me do some numbers. Maybe you're paying a house cleaner by the hour. That's real money, every single month, forever. Matic is a one-time cost. Spread over 2 years, it comes out to about $2 a day. For that, you get hours back every week and floors that are actually vacuumed and mopped, the kind you can walk on barefoot. And this is not one of those things that blindly bumps into walls. It sees your space the way you do, so it cleans it exactly how you want. Point at a mess and say, Matic, clean this. And it goes. Nobody has to learn an app, not your kids, not your parents. It's rated 4.9 out of 5 by the families who own it. To get your Matic, go to maticrobots.com. Right now, go to maticrobots.com/Jill to get a year of free HEPA bags with your purchase today. A $96 value at no cost to you. That's maticrobots.com/Jill. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, September 9th, and we are here providing you with the guidance, with the cheerleading, with the effort that you need to help you craft whatever financial journey you are on. And I really want to make sure that you guys all hear that. People come on this show, they got a lot of money, I want to retire early, I want to do this. I don't want anyone who feels like, oh, I can't come on your show because I don't have as much money as this one. I don't care. I don't care about the money. I don't care how much you have or you don't have. I care about the people and what you want to do. And so often, Mark and I are always just amazed by how much people are freaked out about their financial situations. It happened yesterday. So if you haven't listened to yesterday's show, listen to it. That, you know, even when people have money, they are still uncertain about how to manage what they want to do next. So money is emotional. As I said to somebody over the weekend, thank God it is. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a job. So if you have a question, go to our website, jillonmoney.com. Click the contact us button. It's in the upper right hand corner and a form will pop up. That's the email that we receive. Now, if you don't want to do a long email, just check the audio box. Mark will bring you on the air. He's so great. He'll just manage that whole process. It's so easy for him. And what we really like to do is bring you on so that we can have more, I would say more qualitative, not quantitative conversations. That's the thing that always jazzes me. I want to know who you are. I want to know what you want to do. And we want to use our certified financial planner designations, both Mark and I have them, to help get you there. That's it. It's nothing more than that. It's a very simple concept of a show. It really is. So while you are on our website, jillonmoney.com, don't forget that you can subscribe to our service called Jill on Money Live. That is where you have access to quarterly live webinars, the back catalog of those webinars, bonus audio and video content. It's all for $45 for the next 12 months. Mark, are you ready to announce our next guest on Jill on Money Live?
I'm not going to announce it, but you and I will discuss today because I do have somebody.
Oh, fabulous. Mark had a great idea, and so we went looking for the person. The best executive producer or producer in the whole wide world. Okay. Today, we are joined by Matt from the west of this country. So we're being very vague for you, Matt. Tell us what's going on. Why are you joining us today?
Well, Auntie Jill and Cousin Mark, thank you for talking with me today. Basically, I was recently diagnosed with a serious medical issue for which I will need a serious surgery. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask a few questions and get some general advice or specific advice while I hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Oh, first of all, I'm so sorry. That stinks.
Thanks. Well, that's life.
I guess. It still stinks. It still stinks. This guy sounds very upbeat, you know?
Well, jeez. That's life.
That's life. All right.
Blue eyes.
Okay. By the way, Mark, I want you to think about this. Are you, Matt, are you a Frank Sinatra fan?
You know, I like some of his music, but not a big fan.
Not a big fan. I'm going to just have Mark kind of opine on this, and then at the end of the show, I'll give you the answer. Mark, opine on this. What did Frank Sinatra... Do not cheat on this, Mark. What did Frank Sinatra have written on his tombstone?
I know the answer. The best is yet to come.
That is exactly right. God damn it, you're so smart.
Hoboken.
The Boken. Hoboken, New Jersey. Okay. He was a believer, I guess. Okay, Matt, the serious medical condition.
Yes.
What does this mean for the management of your financial life? Tell us what you need from us to help you out.
Well, I just want to be prepared for if the worst happens, so that my wife can have an easy transition monetarily, mm-hmm. and not have to have any unforeseen challenges.
So for you, so you're managing everything right now, is that right?
Yes.
So how involved has she been? Has she been involved to the extent that she kind of knows what the big numbers are, but she doesn't know the minutia? How has she been involved in the management of your financial lives?
I would say, as you described, she has not been very interested in participating. I've given her books. I try to get her to listen to the best podcast in the world, Jill on Money.
Yeah. Not interested.
Successful. Well, somewhat successful, but not a whole lot.
Oh, my God. How could that
I know,
be?
Right?
That's impossible. Okay.
I agree.
She's got probably other things to do. Okay. So let's talk about what you have, and then let's talk about the different things that you would need to consider. So,
okay.
And so everybody listening, this is very common in terms of a couple, right? That one person takes this on. And it's one of the reasons that Mark and I have always said that, even if you are the uninvolved spouse, we'd like you to once a year sit down and kind of go through what you have and understand the system. And this now brings it, of course, to a much more dramatic need, but we want to make it easier for your wife, not harder. And so tell us a little bit about what's going on in terms of the assets you have. And then also I'm interested in how you do your bill paying and things like that. So first of all, Matt, how old are you?
I am 69 and my wife is 67.
And you're both retired?
Yes.
Okay. You got kids?
We have four kids, all doing very, very well.
Okay, good. Are either of you entitled to pensions?
I am. I receive both a military and federal pension combined, $110,000 per year.
Will she be the beneficiary of that upon your passing?
Yes. In the military and federal pensions, FYI, you only have an option of a 55% survivor benefit plan or zero. So I took the 55. I would have taken 100 had there been a higher number, but she will get 55%, which comes out to $60,500.
Okay. And are you receiving Social Security already?
No, we were both waiting until 70, but that's going to be one of my questions, obviously. And I think it's kind of a no-brainer at this point. But
take it.
Yes,
take
done.
It. Take it. What's the amount now?
Right now, the amount for me is $4,570 a month, and for my wife, it's $3,185 a month.
So she had a career also?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, next question for you. So yes. we got the income. How much do you guys spend right now?
Well, as one of your previous callers talked about, our life spend is about $8,000 a month. Our style spend is as much as is available.
Tell me, really, when I'm planning and I'm looking at for her and you, if I want the best for you, but
I would say $12,000, but realistically, were I not here, $8,000 would be more than sufficient for her.
Okay.
She's not going to, you know, look, I want her to go on cruises and have a good time, preferably not with a tennis pro.
I was just going to ask you that question. Yeah. I know that sounds terrible. But listen, my friend was dying. I am not kidding. She was 60 years old. She was dying. And she says to me, tell Andrea I want her to find somebody else. I said, I don't know if I would be that nice.
Well, I want to find someone else, but
not
I don't
the tennis pro.
Vacations, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, okay. Let's go on. Tell us about the savings you guys have.
All right. I have a 401k in the federal system, the TSP,
yep.
Risk Savings Plan. I have $1.95 million.
Okay.
My wife has, and that's all pre-tax.
Yep.
And my wife's IRA is $800,000. We are not touching her IRA. Our plan was to just leave it and untouched mm-hmm. until she turns 73 and has to take RMDs.
Yeah.
I'm currently taking a $7,000 per month distribution.
Okay. Just to get some money out of there.
To get some money out of there and to do some nice traveling, which we've
Good.
Been enjoying.
Love that. And do you guys have a brokerage account also?
We do not have a brokerage account. That's one of the questions I wanted to touch on. Mm-hmm. We do have high yield savings of $50,000.
Okay. And what about your home? Do you live in a house or a condo? Where do you live?
We have a house. It's worth $2 million and it is paid for. It is paid for.
She would stay there without you?
I would suggest that she stay here for at least a year.
At least.
Location, yeah. You know, location is very, very good and it's close to two of the kids.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, she might want to downsize, but I don't personally think it would be worth the cost, but that's her call.
Yeah, I understand. So, I mean, the pension is great, and even at 55%, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's like wind the, if things don't go well. And by the way, I'm not being like glib about this. I want this guy to live. He sounds like he's got some life in him. But if you were to pass away, she would take that $1.95 million thrift savings plan and add it to her $800,000. She'd have almost $3 million, whatever, almost three there. And you know, she would still be able to live off that, and we'd want her to take money out of this account and try to live off that and take as much as she can up to some amount, and like that would be that. It'd be very easy, just a supplement income. And maybe even try to make it like you have set it up in that seven, like giving her some amount of money every month that just comes out, that's automatic, which would be very good for her. Because I think if you don't do that, then she could be the kind of person who's like, oh, I have to live on $60,500 a month until I get, you know, his Social Security kicks in. You're right?
Right. And that's actually, you're touching on something I was going to ask you. I don't remember ever hearing a discussion about spouse inherited IRAs.
Mm.
Well, from what you're saying, I gather that she will not have a time limit imposed upon her for
So that rule changed for non spouses, where you had to get the money out within 10 years. But if you're a spouse, it does not apply to you.
And the other thing I was going to ask, which I presume based upon what you said, is that she can roll both of them into, for example, hers, so she can have consolidation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great. So all that can happen, but she is not going to want to manage the money, and you like to manage the money.
I think she would be comfortable managing the money. She just hasn't had any interest in the investments or anything else.
Well, that's an issue. So do you think that she would need, do you want to establish a relationship with somebody to help her manage this process? That's a question.
I'd like to have somebody to whom she can reach out if she were concerned, but I want to set it up so that it's pretty much on autopilot for her.
But it wouldn't be the worst. Can I just interrupt?
Yes.
I'm sorry. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for her to work with somebody, pay fees, do that, and then eventually take it over if she wants to. I would be very careful not to assume like, yeah, she'll be fine. It'll be great. She'll love it. Like, what if she hates doing it? And then she actually wants to work with somebody. And for her, paying 1%, paying 20 or 30 grand a year is absolutely worth it because it gives her peace of mind and there's a professional there. I'm not saying it's like a definite. I'm just saying that should be a consideration, because many, many people make that decision. And that's not, and so I think what would be good to do would be to talk to a few people, fee-only planners, you know, people who are not going to hose her and sell her, you know, some crap she doesn't need. And then she can make a decision about, like, how she wants to work with somebody. How does that sound?
No, I totally agree. And my concern is that, is again, what you were saying, and that is everybody I know with financial advisors, and they're not fee-only independent CFPs, have a bunch of crap that they shouldn't have, such as whole life insurance, universal, or a lot of annuities.
No.
And right now, we are just boring in the sense that I have a 75-25 split, 75% S&P 500 index fund, 25% government securities or intermediate term bonds for her. You know, it's just
Perfect. It's the Warren Buffett portfolio. I don't know if you know this, but when he wrote a letter to his heirs, his kids, he said, "Innocent, if I die, you don't have to worry about like your share of Berkshire Hathaway. You get some money and just put it in S&P 500 fund." And he said 90-10 because I think the dollars were a little bigger. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just want to make sure she feels comfortable. And so for now though, like, what's the bill paying system? You got it all set up? Can you train her on that coming like before something bad happens?
Yes, it'll take 5 minutes. I have everything's online, and it's very simple, and she's more than capable of doing it.
She has a CFO. She's very happy with her CFO.
Right. She's a CEO, and you know, I do what she says. But
right. I have a wife like that also. The same thing. But I am telling you that this is, I mean, not honest to God, I had this conversation over the weekend and I was like, you're taking over the bill pay. Like, you got to know the system. You got to, like, we're going to have a new system. I mean, I sort of half-ass it a little bit, to be honest with you. Like, I have it, but sometimes it's a little bit of, you know, it doesn't make 100%. She's like, well, what? Where's all the passwords? And I'm like, oh God, I need one of those password things. And da, da, you know, like, so all those things matter. And it's great to get, while everything is okay right this second, it's great to make sure that all the accounts are titled correctly. You guys have your estate documents done?
Always have. And I have what I've called a death folder for many years.
Good. I mean, not good that for death, but good that you have the folder.
Right.
The high yield savings account, everything's joint, that can be joint?
Yes. Unlike Bell Burden, everything is joint.
Oh my gosh.
And, I read the book. Everything is joint, you know, and then we're beneficiaries on each other's 401ks.
Okay. And I think, you know, I guess the only other question is, you know, whether or not it might make sense to be a little more aggressive in taking money out of your thrift savings plan right now.
Okay.
Only in that, I guess, you know, have you picked $7,000 a month for some particular reason?
That was her part-time income right before she retired. But I will also say that for the last 2 years, I've taken out a one-time lump sum of part of the return that I've had for that year. So, you know, for example, last year I took out $140,000.
Just to try to
this year, rather.
Yeah.
I took out 140 in addition to the monthly distribution.
So and guys are in like the 32% bracket or?
No, I believe we're just 24.
24?
It's the high 24, but we're 24. Look, it's like you say, I've made my peace with both taxes and Irma. I want to spend the money. I don't want to chase a tax thing. So, you know, if I can save it, great, but that's not the primary concern. The primary concern is living and enjoying.
Okay. I mean, if that's the case and you want to just take a little bit of extra money out for this year, just to have it out now so she has a little bit more of like a base in that high yield savings account. Maybe you want to have more like 100 or 150 there just so it's, you know, prepare for the worst, hope for the best, that there's like a little bit extra money in cash that's floating around so she doesn't have to do a distribution. Because, you know, so, you know, when somebody passes away, it's not like it's not hard, but it's detail work, you know, and it's a moving one account to another account, like all those things, they take some time. So maybe if you're really worried about that, definitely, I think the Social Security, you take it. And the other thing is maybe take a distribution from your 401k to beef up your high yield savings account for this year. And, you know, hopefully you're like, ah, too bad, I went into the 32% bracket, big deal, you know, and like, I hope that you didn't need it. But it's nice to have a little cash floating around.
That was actually one of the questions I had written down to ask you, so I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. What else can we tell you? Am I forgetting about anything else?
No, but one of the questions I have for you is that she tends to be a little bit more conservative than I am, which is the reason for the disparity between our 401ks, because we've pretty much had them simultaneously. So I was thinking about switching from 75-25 to the more conventional 60-40.
Do 60-40. You're going to buy. Bonds have gotten trashed, so you might as well do it now. It's a good time to buy.
Okay. I was going to do it before I have surgery because maybe cut a little bit of edge off of any.
Did you make a surgery joke by cutting the edge? Is that what you did?
It was unintentional, but I'll take the credit. I'll get a billionaire badge.
That's a good. You got it, man. You got it.
Thanks.
Listen, I would do that because I think that'll give her some comfort. I do think just kind of going over this stuff, and she might roll her eyes and be like, I can't deal with this right now. So just be prepared for that. And then I do think the bill paying stuff, just make sure she knows what are the passwords, how do you get in, who's the accountant, like all those things that like you know in your brain, in your death, just make sure your death file is like up to date and has everything she would need to do anything she wants to do.
Yes.
I mean, it's a terrible time for you guys. So now let me just be like your sister. I think this sucks so much. I'm so sorry for you. And you're handling this with like just incredible amount of grace. And I think for everyone listening to hear this, I mean, this guy's been processing it. So obviously it's not like it happened yesterday. So when these things are happening, it does bring up your financial stuff. And I think you're a wonderful spouse to just keep this conversation alive in your head and bring it to her and bring it to us for everybody listening. So I really thank you, Matt, for sharing the story.
Thank you very much. I appreciate both of you.
Oh, God. Mark, are you crying, Mark, or not?
No, I'll talk off air, but I want an email when the surgery is over.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. So listen, gang, we don't want to wait for bad diagnoses to have these conversations, but of course, that's what often will occur. So listen to Matt and hear him just talk about how he's thinking about his uninvolved spouse because he's done a good job. Maybe that's you. Maybe you don't want to wait until you have a serious medical diagnosis. Maybe you'd like to just do it now. And then you can say to your spouse, hey, listen to this show and understand that, you know, bad things can come out of the blue. We should be prepared for it. And so if that's you and you need some help, or you want to bring your spouse on the air with us, which we'd love to have, I mean, that would be fantastic, then we can guide you through this process. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, write us a note, and join us on the show by just checking the box. Okay, very good. You can subscribe to this show, Jill on Money, on the Odyssey app. You can also subscribe to our sister broadcast. It's called Money Moves, also on the Odyssey app, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, Money Moves is also on YouTube. Leave us a rating and review wherever you listen, but be nice because you know I have a thin skin. Do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Today's episode is brought to you by Alma. I think a lot of people put off therapy not because they don't want help, but because finding the right therapist feels like such a process. I know I've experienced that, digging through options, trying to understand insurance, and not knowing if I'd actually click with someone. Alma simplifies all of that. They've built a network of over 26,000 therapists nationwide, and you can browse their directory without signing up. You can filter for exactly what you're looking for, whether that's someone who shares your background, specializes in something specific, or takes your insurance. Clients with insurance pay $20 on average, and 98% of Alma therapists accept insurance. And with their free insurance cost estimator, you'll know exactly what you'll pay before your first session. most people find their match on the first try, and 95% connect with a therapist within a week. Over 80% of people report feeling better within 6 months. Get started now at HelloAlma.com/money. That's HelloAlma.com/MONEY.
G'day, I'm Justin Wolfers, host of the Platypus Economics Podcast. If there's one thing I've learned from a career teaching economics, it's that your life is shaped by economic currents you'll never see. A single price tag can explain things 1,000 experts can't. People who understand economics, they make better decisions in their careers, their finances, their relationships, and their communities, and I want that for you. Listen to and follow Platypus Economics, available now wherever you get your podcasts.